Music education has a new profile in Northern Kentucky, specifically with the teaching of string instruments. The Northern Kentucky University String Project is now part of the prestigious National String Project Consortium. Dr. Holly L. Atter is here with Dr. Amy Gillingham, director of the project at NKU, and they're here to tell us what all this means. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So let me start with Dr. Holly Atter and some specifics, like the string instruments we're talking here are the classical ones, right? Cello, violin, viola, bass, and as opposed to, let's say, guitar and like that. So what's the focus on this?
The String Project does, yes, in fact, focus on the four instruments you mentioned, violin, viola, cello, and bass. And the program in and of itself is designated on a national level, which actually Amy could speak to more. She's the director of the String Project.
Sure. A String Project in general, we're a organization. It's a national organization. We're one of 44 sites in the nation. And what a String Project is designed to do is really be this symbiotic relationship and program that connects the community and the university, meaning that we're servicing the community, giving them opportunities to study string instruments where that opportunity might not always be there. And at the same time, we're providing NKU undergraduate students with the opportunity to get some hands-on teaching experience before they graduate with teaching degrees in music.
Now, is this a specific NKU program, or is this going to envelop other people as well?
It is a specific NKU program. There are other programs throughout the nation, but this is specific to NKU for this region.
And is it just for college students?
The actual students in the String Project are really about third through seventh grade, and then also adults. And then the college students are going to be kind of assistant teachers in the program.
Okay, so now what's the enrollment process like? I mean, is this kind of a thing where you have to go and audition to get in?
Actually, no, not at all. The String Project is part of the Music Preparatory Department at Northern Kentucky University. It's designed so that you don't have to have any experience whatsoever to begin a string instrument. So there is no audition process, at least as far as the beginning classes are concerned, regardless of youth or adult. As this grows, and every year we'll be adding new classes, then there may eventually evolve into it an audition process of sorts for the older advanced levels. But for right now, okay, it's open to anyone and everyone.
Okay, let me ask this too, because we're talking about this national deal, the National String Project Consortium. What does NKU get from being a part of this national program?
Part of being a string project is that we have to charge very low prices in order to participate. So the NSPC really helps us come up with grant funding in order to support our program. So that's one of the benefits of being part of that group.
That sounds like a pretty good deal. And we mentioned earlier that a person can just walk in and say, hey, I want to learn how to play the cello.
You do have to enroll within an enrollment period, and mm-hmm. eventually there is a cap to the class size and things of that nature. But essentially, yes, anyone that is interested in participating can go online as early as April, I believe, of this year for open enrollment, which the classes will begin in September for next year's program.
And let me ask this, too, because, you know, most people in our area, when they think of higher education and for music, they think immediately of CCM over at the University of Cincinnati. This is one of, a number of NKU programs are just getting started in the past, past 5 or so years. Is there a concerted effort to get NKU's profile up in this department?
Definitely. As the director of the music prep department at NKU, I think we are growing rapidly, and we are very close with CCM, and we both support each other in this endeavor, but in the Northern Kentucky region, there's been limited amounts of instruction as far as music is concerned, especially for youth, but at large for the whole community. So the music prep department offers ensembles and classes and private lessons and all instruments for anybody who's pre-college or post-college. This is for adults as well. So we are very much looking forward to a growing music education program in NKU.
And that was Dr. Atter. And let me ask you, Dr. Gillingham, about the students that are taking these courses. They're not just stuck in the classroom. I guess what I'm asking about, there are performances with these students around the community.
Absolutely. Something that is unique to the NKU String Project and is something that we've been recognized for on the national level is some of the performance opportunities that we give our students. In comparison to other string projects across the nation, we do a lot more performances. We do a lot more performances out in the community. This year in particular, we have been taking our string project students all over Cincinnati and having them play from any types of places, from concert halls to outside Cincinnati Reds games to outside of grocery stores at flea markets. So we really give them a lot of opportunities to share their talents with other people in the area while also just kind of making a cause for music education and its importance to our community.
You know, I was kind of giggling at this, but it's like, it's something that I've seen in big cities, and it's just really cool. You're walking down the street, and there's a quartet just playing in the middle of the, not the street, but on the sidewalk in front of like a big department store or something. So this is a way of definitely getting interest from the public in what you're doing there.
Absolutely. And this year we had kind of a twofold reason for doing some of that. One was for more performance experience and, of course, to engage the community. But we've also been doing a really strong fundraising effort because we are actually presenting at a national conference and doing a performance in Louisville, the National American String Teachers Association Conference. And we've been engaging in this project with the kids in the program about how music and the environment are related and how we can compose pieces of music and compose melodies based on some of the concepts that we see in nature. So we've been raising money by playing at these places like outside the Cincinnati Reds and outside of different venues in order to collect actually quarters in particular. We've been calling this our quarter mile campaign to raise a mile's length of quarters to get all of us to Louisville somehow on buses and cars and things like that. So it's been a really fun year in particular.
So a hat is definitely passed around during these times.
Yes, actually a bucket.
One more thing I want to ask, too, is with this national affiliation, is there a kind of like a exchange of techniques and information from NKU and around the country?
We're actually being featured because of some of the things that we've done here. And we, of course, hope to hear from other string projects across the nation of the great things that they're doing and some things that we can incorporate in our own program. But I think it helps to have that network of people that are all trying to do their best in string music education.
So we've been talking about the Northern Kentucky University String Project with Dr. Holly Atter and Dr. Amy Gillingham. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.